Here's a thought I'll title, What You Are Working On, What You Have Finished. It's not uncommon when I bump into a photographer that I haven't seen for a while, or even sometimes not a photographer, just a friend who's not involved in photography. The question that often comes up is, what are you working on? And to be honest, I've always thought this was an odd question. What I'm working on is a very, very distant second, in my way of thinking, as compared to what I've finished. I'd go so far as to say is, really, when you get down to it, other than the courtesy of the question, no one really cares what you're working on. If you never did another photograph for the rest of your life, no one would miss it. I just can't bring myself to believe that there's anybody out there who is sitting on pins and needles for the next production of my creative life. No one cares. Matter of fact, no one will ever care what you're working on. It's only what you've finished that matters, or possibly will survive you. There's almost nothing more frustrating in the arts than the incomplete something or other. How many of us Dickens fans, for example, have lamented the fact that he died halfway through The Mystery of Edwin Drood, and we have no idea how that novel ends? The same could be said of numerous musical scores that were left unfinished by the composer, and or perhaps they died and left something unfinished. I remember my mom was halfway through knitting an afghan when she passed away. And even though there are memento aspects of that afghan, it's not nearly as precious to our family as all the things that she finished. But that's only the surface level of what you're working on versus what you've finished. Because as I've mentioned before, it's really in finishing where we experience the highest learning curve. The process of pushing ourselves to finish something teaches us more about ourselves, about our craft, about what it is that we're trying to accomplish artistically, than all the stuff that we're working on. It's not uncommon at all for me to attend some workshop or some group meeting or something where there's a gathering of photographers, and someone will bring out an unfinished piece of work or perhaps an unfinished project. They'll say, I'm working on this. Well, if you're working on it, don't show it to us. Maybe if you have a close compatriot who you can use for feedback and for inspiration and for a fresh pair of eyes, that's one thing. But to show your work unfinished to a group seems to me to be a fantastic way to postpone the process of actually being an artist and finishing something. I've known a number of photographers who are constantly telling me about what they're working on, what their idea is, some fantastic something or other that they know is going to be their magnum opus. But I never see it. And in fact, if I do get a chance to see the unfinished work, it's always accompanied by kind of an excuse. Oh, I'm not done with this yet, so, you know, don't pass judgment on it. Or don't think I've finished it because I haven't, because I'm still working on it. Because all excuses for what? As a handy reason to postpone judgment? I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, what you finish defines your art career, not what you're working on. Which is why, when I enter the final ink maintenance tank, I'm not going to care anything about what happens to my hard drives and my laptop and all of that, because that's just what I'm working on. It's the finished artwork that I hope, maybe, survives me a bit.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.